Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Oh!
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Oh. You are listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord.
Hello.
Carol the Cat.
Meow.
The Giddy Geeker.
What?
Tiffany the Technician.
Hi.
The time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but action from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Holy moly. Carol the Cat, not here for picture day. But she'll be
the part of Carol the Cat will be played by Tiffles.
That's right. Am I just sad I was able to hit the button the first time? I'm just saying.
Maybe you could. Well, you learned well.
That's
you learned,
right.
You like, it's kind of like what not to wear.
Right. Nice button push.
Thanks, Carol. I appreciate that. Episode 143. Holy moly.
Good number.
We're getting up there.
Good number.
Yeah.
Good number.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Garrett Faith of Dungeon Wares.
Hello.
And we're not even going to begin to let you get comfortable. We're going to launch right into the rapid fire
All right.
response round.
All right. Here we go.
I'm
here
about
we go.
To ask you a That's series really of questions. We need you to answer with a single word or phrase.
Okay.
If you don't answer in a sufficient amount of time, we will answer for you.
Uh-oh.
The phrase we typically use is
stripper pole.
Ooh.
All right. So first question, what is your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. What is your primary fandom?
Oh, primary fandom? Let's go with Marvel Comics.
What is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
Ooh, Ash vs. Evil Dead. The Evil Dead. That was great.
What TV show would you recommend that nobody watch?
Oh, that nobody's watched? Oh, man.
Well, no, that you would recommend people not watch.
Oh, that people not watch? I don't watch a lot of crappy shows. So let's say with American Idol, if it's still on the air.
It's not.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. All right.
You saved
You're
the
safe.
World.
You're
okay.
Safe.
What game show would you like to be on, past or present?
Ooh, let's go with past. I want to go with, the guy from that was in Running Man, and then he was the host of, what's that show? I forget the name of it. Oh, man. All right, we'll just skip that and go with Jeopardy.
Okay. What superpower would you not like to have?
Not like to have? I guess invisibility, because I like to be seen and heard and that kind of thing. Because, you know, it didn't work out so great for the Invisible Man, you know, the original one. Whoa, that was he was like a monster and everything, too, so it's kind of sort of not so great. So we'll go with that one.
What actor should you play in a movie? What actor should play you in a movie about your life?
Ooh, I'll go with Jude Law because I think I'm very attractive. But, you know, anyway, you know, but we'll go with that one.
Do you consider yourself a geek, a nerd, a dork, or something else?
Oh, I guess a little bit of a geek. I love all types of geeky stuff, and I've been an old school geek for a long, long time. My dad made me read H.P. Lovecraft when I was a kid. I've been comic book collecting and painting and drawing ever since, you know, back when that wasn't cool. You know, everybody was outside playing basketball or football, and I was doing an oil painting of my sister by candlelight in the attic, you know. So,
not creepy at all.
No. That's in right now. Isn't that what all the kids are doing? Oh, at least that's what I felt.
Okay, if we all... That was not one of that rapid fire
responses. Sorry. Okay. I tend to talk a lot. There's a lot of awesomeness here. I'm sorry.
If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Slippery when wet.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that an album?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, so if we put
The Jolster.
You... If we put you on an island with a solar-powered, battery-charged tablet...
Okay.
And we gave you one day's notice...
Okay.
What book would you preload to read over and over again?
H.P. Lovecraft, The Necronomicon, which is all of his compiled stories together.
Oh. Awesome.
So it's like a whole bunch of little short stories, so there we go.
What musical album?
Oh, man. Maybe Prince Purple Rain?
Nice. What movie?
Highlander.
Okay, and what video game you can play on a tablet?
Oh, that I can play on a tablet? Let's go with original Zelda. Old school Zelda.
Yeah, old school. Yeah. All right, well, you have survived the rapid fire response round.
Congrats.
I'm sweating, though.
So tell us. It could be because you have your coat on still.
That's true, too.
So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
Yes, my name is Garrett Faith, and I'm an artist and all-around awesome guy. I sell my paintings and crazy stuff at Comic-Cons and art shows and things. And so I'm here to do a podcast to promote Muggles Market and my artwork and all types of fun stuff. So yeah, mostly just I'm an artist, painter, really. I work in the video game industry, the indie video game industry. I didn't work on Halo. You don't need my autograph. You know, don't worry about that. But yeah, no, so I've been going around selling my original artwork and things at Comic-Cons and art shows. It's been a lot of fun because really my role in the video game industry is very behind the scenes. I do art direction and texture art and things, which is very much kind of like yelling at people in Russia instead of really painting. So Dungeon Wares is my way of really getting my art out there. And I kind of like to think that my creed or motto is to bring fine art to all the people of the land and things like that. You know, I like to be wherever a girl is wizard kittenless, I'll be there. You know, wherever a knight is looking for a film noir detective raptor to wear, you know, I'll be there as well. So yeah, so that's me in a little bit of a nutshell. I don't want to take up too much time, but there we go.
But so a big part of what makes you stand out a little bit,
yes,
and what allowed you to be at the Muggles Market,
right,
as not just an artist,
mm-hmm,
is that you take a lot of your art and you transfer it into wearable or usable items.
Yes, exactly. My little slogan is find wearable art for the average adventurer. I like to not just sell a painting, but also put a painting on like a t-shirt or fun things like that, because a lot of times people like to, you know, buy a crazy painting, but then they don't get to show it off or experience it. So, you know, if you ever wanted a cowboy shark or a film noir detective raptor on a t-shirt, you know, I'm your man. I like to do original and crazy things, you know, no fan art stuff, which is nothing wrong with that too. But yeah, but no paintings of Spider-Man, all original fun things. And I try to be different and unique and, like you said, offer something a little different, like something that you can wear or something that you can use that still bring art into your everyday life. So it's not just
very
looking
cool
at something on the wall, basically.
So when you said that you do video game texture art, is,
yes,
that like the background stuff, like if you walk into a room? Like I have a friend that's,
right,
an artist.
Sure.
And he does the video games, but he,
cool,
doesn't do the action people.
Okay.
He, like, when they walk into the mansion, the picture over the fireplace,
right,
is something he creates.
Well, no, I actually do a lot of, what I do is I do Photoshop paintings that they wrap around the characters and environments and stuff. So basically I'm doing all of the things that you see in the game is all my paintings. So it's like they'll take a person and they almost skin them. Like they'll take their skin off and fold it flat, and then I'll paint all the shading and all the stuff in, and then they wrap it around the characters. So not just characters. I've done all kinds of assets, weaponry, environment stuff, everything. That's basically what I've been predominantly doing in the video game industry. But I've been doing concept art, and like I said, I was an art director for a company for like 6 years, and basically just, you know, babysitted people in Asia and stuff for a little while there. It's basically what that was, but yeah.
And for our southern listeners, whether,
yes,
it be South Africa or South America, ooh, or South Carolina,
right,
they may have noticed that you don't have the typical southern accent. And as you were telling us right before we hit the button,
yes,
you're actually not from around here.
No, I am not. I'm from up north. I'm one of those Yankees, as everybody says. No, I'm from New York originally, but I've been down in Charlotte now for about 8-9 years now, and I love it so much.
And how did that happen?
Oh, well, I was basically working from home, and so was my wife. And my wife's sister moved close by, and we loved it so much, and we just hated New York. And I mean, what we were paying for our one-bedroom apartment in Jamaica, Queens, which is actually the rapper 50 Cent got shot on our corner.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, come see where 50 got shot in my apartment. So when we were paying for that one apartment, we have a whole house down here. So you can't beat it. And
no.
I always, we always loved it because, like I said, my wife's sister moved close by. And then, of course, as soon as we moved, she moved away. Because her husband got a job someplace else. That's how life works.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
always
stuff. So it's always how it is. So yeah, we moved down here for not just to be close to her, but just we needed a different pace and a different change. And, you know, and like I said, I mean, New York is just, it's horrible, basically, to sum it up. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's so, you know, there's Broadway and this, but you don't live there, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I've done more living down south in the past 9 years than I ever did up there. I mean, you never went anywhere, you never did anything. I mean, I'm also a car guy, so I love my Mustang, and you couldn't even park anywhere, you couldn't even drive. It was just Not for me. Not for me. No. And a lot of times people move away from where they were born or lived. And yeah. I also happen to live in one of the most expensive places in America. So that yeah. didn't really, that didn't help being an artist and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, you know, I went to school for fine arts and, you know, I finished getting my degree in fine arts. And I told my dad, I'm like, what am I going to do now? And he said, oh, go paint signs for the government. And I said, hey, you expect me to live in Manhattan? So I mean, maybe 100 years ago, but it don't work like that now. So I went back to school for computer art and stuff, and then I got into that video game industry. So anyway, I was working from home, and my wife was too, and we just needed a total facelift. So that's why we're down south, and we love it so much. It's awesome.
And you know, a lot of the cons I see you there with, yes. your, with your wife, yes. and then you also bring your dog.
That's true too. I have the little fuzzball Maverick with me sometimes. Yeah, he's still a puppy. He's only 9 months now, but yeah, we bring him around. He is an ESA animal, so so he's technically allowed to be there, but also I want to bring him anyway. Because I love him. And he loves the events and kids and stuff. And I wouldn't bring him if he was a piece of shit. Oh, sorry about that. But I wouldn't bring him if he was really obnoxious. Nobody, you know, everybody hates that barking loud thing that jumps up. And, you know, and also there's a lot of people selling artwork and things. And he can't just jump up and destroy people's stuff and everything like that. But he's not that kind of
well
dog.
Well behaved,
Well, he's actually in training to be a therapy dog, too. So pretty soon, he has to be 1 year old to... have that under his belt, but technically he's in class for it. And then once that happens, we're going to take him to like hospitals and stuff because he loves kids and all that stuff. And my goal is to really have him, you know, dressed up in outfits and take pictures with people at the cons and then donate the proceeds to whatever the cons charity is and all that kind of stuff and everything too. But he doesn't like to wear outfits, so that's the biggest problem. But he is technically a werewolf.
Snagging
so.
The pants.
Right, but he's basically a lycan, so it's hard to get something on all that fur and everything too. And his name's Maverick, so I kind of wanted to get glasses on him, go all Top Gun and everything.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah.
Ain't working.
Not having any
of it. Christmas, I barely got him in a little elf hat for like 5 seconds, and he made like the craziest face. It's on my Instagram, but but yeah, he just made this like, oh, I'm not wearing this kind of thing face. And so that's why, I bring him around too. But basically, I like to come with the family, the wife and stuff, and hopefully maybe the little ones at one point, you know, experience the con culture and all that fun stuff,
Cool, man.
Always good to have a spouse that loves your fandom as much as you do. Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, she's the one that really got me into getting all my artwork out there and sharing it with people because, like I said, in the video game industry, I've been very behind the scenes. She really wanted me to get all my artwork out and, you know, because I'm always painting this crazy stuff. And she said, people would love that. Why don't you just, you know, do something with it or whatever. And that's how Dungeon Wares was really born, was my wife saying, we really need to get your artwork out there. And I said, what was the coolest way of getting your artwork out? I said, well, maybe putting it on a t-shirt or something fun too, then useful, so people can use the art as well as just enjoy it. So that's kind of where it was born from, my wife and me a little bit.
Yeah, I know. If Carol was here, she'd talk about the fact that part of what challenges her is she loves art so much, but then she ends up with a closet full of art and only so much wall space.
Right, exactly. And that's why I'm always trying to come up with fun products and different ways of getting art on things and stuff. So technically, you know, I do sell the paintings and the prints and stuff, which everybody loves. You know, everybody likes a good, crazy, you know, hard rocking minotaur over their fireplace, or, you know, like I said, a cowboy shark, or how about, you know, a film noir detective raptor, or Mustang Cthulhu, or even Bowling Cthulhu always looks good over a mantle. But yeah, I like to where else would it be? So I like to put
for
it on some
other listeners. You may want to put this at half speed, then you'll get all the jokes that he's throwing.
Yes, sorry, I'll slow it down. But yeah, no,
what
I
did you say his name was again?
Sorry about that. But yeah, it also helps me at the cons too, because you know you have that 1 or 2 minutes to really hook people and get them into your stuff, and you know the faster you are, the faster you can.
You were the busiest corner at the Muggles Market.
Thank you. I always am. No matter where I am, I'm always the busiest one, which kind of turns people off. But I say, hey, you know, screw you guys. You know what can I do about that? I can't straddle all my awesomeness that is me. You know, it's hard to do that.
If only you weren't so shy, I think you really could break through.
Right. I know.
Make
that's
a name for yourself.
Right. Yeah. That's my biggest problem. I guess I'm just so shy. But yeah, I know. Well, I love that, and I love, you know, another thing I love about the cons and like Muggles Market stuff is meeting people and talking to them about artwork and, you know, really hooking up people with a piece of your soul, because that's what it is at the end of the day. You know, you're just, you know, you're giving away a little bit of you to people. And I like to think that everybody has a little Garrett in them. I was going to make some type of.
Like
I was going to say yeah. I was going to do a sexual innuo thing, but I didn't really want to.
Yeah, just in case the wife
was exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which she will.
He was good. He was good.
Exactly.
Well, but, so far,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love coming to cons and experiencing that stuff, and you know, hooking up people with artwork. And like you said, I'm often very busy and talking to people because I offer something different. It's not just a painting of Spider-Man. It's something crazy and unique and fun and. And hey, you know, I like to be the one surfing werewolf in the sea of Wolverine and all that kind of stuff at these things. So,
oh, yeah.
So you stand out, but then also you get a lot of haters too. You know, I get that kind of stuff too. So, but you know, in the art world, you have to have a thick skin. I've always had that. You know, I've been oil painting, and I actually went to a fine arts high school in Manhattan, and I went on to two art colleges in Manhattan too. So I have a very thick skin, you know, because the haters are gonna hate. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But I love it so much. So to me, no matter how much stuff goes on, it's always so much more positive than the one little negative thing about somebody saying, hey, you know, you have so many people at your booth, maybe you can let other people sell artwork to people. And I said, well, hey, maybe if you have awesome art, they'd buy it from you too, you know, that kind of thing. But no, I'm just, all jokes aside, I love it so much.
I've had that happen too.
Right, of course.
You know, it's just like, not with artwork, but, you know, it's like if you succeed at something,
sure.
People are like, you know.
It's always how it is.
Hey, you know, you should like, you should let me, you know, utilize your group. And it's like,
right.
Look, I paid for it.
Of course.
And marketed and busted my butt and did all this stuff to grow this group of people that trust me.
Right.
So, no, I'm not going to just sell you all of their
access
to all their lists.
Of course.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, so. Exactly. Right. And like I've been saying, you know, I'm a professional artist. I went to, and not saying that people that do this, they're not, but, you know, I've gone to, I have numerous degrees from fine arts to computer art. I've worked in the video game industry. I mean, I've been an artist my entire life. Some people are like, you know, waitresses at Starbucks and pick up I could paint Wolverine, and then they go and they do it. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of thing, but I'm a professional. So I'm there to, you know, really hook up people with artwork. And sometimes people don't like it.
This is your job.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not just my job. It's also my passion, you know,
right.
Because like I said, I've been so behind the scenes for so many years in the video game industry. It's like my time to really, you know, be out there and, you know, hook up people with artwork. So,
you know, not to talk about you, but to talk about me talking about you.
All right. As long as I'm in there a little bit, that's
right. Yeah. So, you know, you were very gracious last year after the Muggles Market and gave some great feedback as well as some positive understanding. So for people who missed last year's Muggles Market, and this year is 33% more fantastical, if not more.
Awesome.
We went to the site yesterday. Oh, my God,
cool.
You're going to love it.
Sweet.
But tell people what makes the Muggles Market maybe different from your typical Charlotte Comic Con.
Sure.
Which has its own place.
Of course.
And we love them.
Right.
They love us. But from a different, what makes us different and what makes them the same? If you were trying to tell somebody who said, hey, what's the Muggles Market like? What would be your version of it? Because obviously I was running around in one way.
Right.
And Matt was running around in another direction. And Tiffles was somewhere too. So we were all in different directions. So we don't always get to see what you get to see.
Right.
So what would you say it was like? Or what would you say it is?
Well, what I loved about it is it's the same kind of, you know, geeky, fun culture, but less comic books. So there, you don't have all the people hustling all the books, but also it's people with handmade stuff and more original things. And it's less about, you know, like I said before, painting a Spider-Man. And more unique, you know, craftable things by local people. There was people there selling all the handmade soaps and people like me selling t-shirts and artwork and people selling all kinds of things. So to me, it was like a big mix of fandoms and sci-fi and just a bunch of awesome stuff put together. So what the similarities are, as I'd say, is that you get the same kind of awesome, fun family experience of going to a con where, like, you know, people come out for the Marvel stuff or whatever, but they're really coming out to have a good time. And that's what I found was similar. And what was different was almost everything, because it was more focused on unique and craftable things and more one-of-a-kind things and less mass-produced, you know, Prince of Harley Quinn crap and things like that. You know, it was people with all handmade, fun, unique stuff. And I think that's what I... felt where I fit in a lot too, because like I said, I don't really do fan art. It's all my original things, and it's not just you know, painting Spider-Man again. Yep. And that's what I felt was a little different.
Spider-Man's his favorite, so just keep on bashing.
That's what Spider-Man. I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm saying. Well, there's a Spider-Man head right next to me, so yeah, I kind of like, sort of was like,
yeah, it's right there. Right. I get it.
That's all right. Well, I'm a big Wolverine guy too. So like I said, Marvel Comics is my favorite fandom of all time. You know, I grew up on that kind of stuff. So I love the comic con stuff because you really get to see all the Marvel things. But I love the smaller, more unique, fun stuff like you guys are providing, which is a custom, one of a kind, awesome little event.
Well, and then you know the nice thing is that our selection committee works really hard on making sure that it is truly a juried event.
Which is great.
Because we try, the hardest category for us is jewelry.
Right, wow.
Because everybody makes jewelry.
Right.
And you know, like, just like if you go to a Comic-Con, everybody's doing a Spider-Man or a Wolverine.
Sure,
or
of course.
Trying to pick jewelry that is different enough.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say, okay, one jewelry person and that's it, because it's such, there's so many different kinds of jewelry that can be out there. But I don't want it to be, oh, it's the geeky jewelry show.
Right.
I know our team has been working really hard at that.
Which is so great. Because a lot of times you go to cons and this is what I really don't like about it. You know, you go there and they have the artist set up and then behind them is somebody selling prints that they printed off online stuff that they didn't even make, and you know, and then somebody doesn't buy your original artwork because they're buying a print of Harley Quinn over there and that kind of thing. And
a reprint for $5
exactly.
Versus an original piece of artwork for $15.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I think more Comic Con should be more juried that way. Like how you guys are doing all the jury stuff, so to kind of keep that stuff really out of it. But again, there's a market for everything, and there's nothing wrong with that kind of thing.
Well, and I could imagine with a space like a Comic-Con has, with all of those spaces that they're selling, trying to jury that and fill that room would be much more difficult.
Right.
Where we're 40 vendors. Last year we were 28, but this year we're expanding to 40.
Awesome.
But it's like we can keep a better eye on
right
because we've got a smaller eye to look at
It feels that way. It feels like small and intimate and fun and less about, you know, about the almighty dollar and more about everybody coming out and having a good time and finding cool unique things and like I said, I love being a part of it because it felt very like what I'm trying to bring to Comic-Con, but just more of it in one spot. You know,
yeah,
if that makes better sense. So,
yeah, we're very excited. I can tell you some sneak peek stuff. We are going to have two rooms for the
Okay.
So Garrett, you'll be in the main room.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Right.
But
I'm too awesome to be on the side.
Yeah, well, but you know, we've almost sold out the main room, but we are expanding the secondary
room,
which will have about half the spaces, but still connected together. But then it just really gives us an opportunity, but we're adding food trucks.
Ooh.
And we're
excellent.
Adding, hopefully we're working on sponsorships to bring in a music tent so that people...
Oh, that's awesome.
The hardest thing about being at the hotel like we were at last year was that to go listen to the free music, you had to go around the corner and over the side.
Right,
the way,
and
it wasn't really conducive. And this way, you can go into a tent outside. It's not going to be a huge structure,
oh, that's
but
amazing.
It'll be enough that people can go and listen. There'll be a LARP going on in the grass
in
the backyard.
Great.
So there's going to be things to watch, and we've got some muscle cars coming.
Oh, all spectacular.
We've got Bumblebee coming.
Ooh, cool,
he'll be there. So, and I think the Ghostbusters vehicle will be there.
Nice.
We're working on it.
Awesome.
So that way, there's stuff for people to do so they can go and do their run and
come
back and buy some more.
And it's great because it keeps people there. When you make it a whole day thing like that with there's food and fun stuff to do, they don't just show up for an hour and leave, that kind of thing. Which I think all cons should be more thinking like how you're thinking, where you have all the fun stuff. There's food, there's music, there's all types of great things. So it's not just about showing up and buying comic book. It's about the whole experience and a whole family fun day and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we're really trying to be for the everyman.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to just the hardcore, you know, because a lot of the day stuff, they want to bring their kids. And
sure.
The kids' attention span is about 5 minutes.
You got it, you got it.
We're trying to spend 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, and maybe you can go sit in the tent for 10 or 15 minutes
and
listen to some music and then move on to the other stuff. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But since we're not a con, we don't have the panels, but we will have, we will have the film festival and we will have the writers, meet and greet the writers.
Oh, cool.
But But we'll have some other stuff. We will have virtual reality stations, so you can go try on some of those 3D glasses and go inside the TARDIS. And
I like that. Yeah. I hope it's bigger on the inside.
It is if you put the glasses on.
Right. That's
we
true.
We tried it out at our 100th episode.
Oh, cool.
That was kind of freaky because you're kind of like walking around in a circle in front of everybody when you think you're on like the TARDIS.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun.
Oh, and that's awesome.
I think we've got some Shakespearean sword demos.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll be accepting canned goods for the Children's Home Society.
Oh, so. Even nicer. Yeah.
Because we're trying to keep entrance. It, you know, we don't want to charge people to come in and see you because we want you to be them to be able to spend their dollars with you. But if
right.
they bring a couple canned goods, then that helps out.
Which is amazing.
As well.
Which is amazing, too. And there's so many cons, you know, you go to. And, the last one I was at, it costs $30 a person for one day to go in. And a family can't even go because you have like five, you know, if there's five people with little kids and grandma, you know, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it really turned people away. And it's kind of sort of defeats the purpose of what it is to me, where it's more of like a family fun thing to bring people to do something together. And nowadays with the popularity of the Marvel movies and everything, like even everybody loves it now, you know, even grandma loves Thor and all that kind of thing. So it's not how it used to be where it was just a bunch of...
Well, who wouldn't? Have you seen him?
Right. But, you know, it's not like how it used to be where, like, to me, where it was just me and a guy dressed up like Spock at a Comic-Con. You know, that's like what it was. And now it's more like kids and family and everybody's dressed up and everybody loves Halloween and coming in, you know, costumes and things. So everybody's in cosplay and great stuff and people work on their cosplay for months to show up to these things, and not like it used to be where, like I said, you know, you had someone with plastic ears next to you and then they were trading baseball cards and stuff like that. So I love what you guys are doing and trying to make it more of like an awesome little cool event instead of just like a, you know, a con. Exactly.
It's not just a money grab.
Right. Didn't want to say it and then not,
but
like
see
it,
I can,
right,
because I know that it provides stuff for you.
Sure.
It's a way for you to provide your living, but for us, it's charity.
Right, which is awesome about, which is really, really cool. And I love everything with charity and all that stuff. I do a lot of promotional artwork for charities and things and stuff like that too. And so I'm all about helping whenever I can.
Yes, and I know you're going to be helping us. So.
You got it. You got to stay tuned for that.
So tell us where we can find you online.
Yes. I'm on Etsy, of course, and I have my own website, which is dungeonwares.com, where you can go do and see all the newest stuff. And all my t-shirts are limited edition. So when they sell out, they're done. So get them while you can. So you can check there for what's in stock and what's out of stock and what's not coming back and all that kind of stuff. I'm on Instagram too, you know, dungeonwares, and, you know, Instagram and stuff. I don't really do the Twittering. I'm not tweeting that much. But I like Instagram because to me it's visual, you know, so then
which supports your art.
Right. It supports my art, but also I kind of understand it more than just writing, hey, LOL, tweet, you know, that kind of crap. Whatever anybody writes these days, you know, everybody's just trying to have the wittiest one sentence thing. I don't got time for that. You know, to me, I don't.
Well, get one it sentence, it limits you.
Right. Of course. And I it's cool. And I understand that it's another fun thing to do. But to me, it just seems like everybody's just trying to be more wittier than the other person. And I don't enjoy it. So anyway, I'm on there, but I don't really tweet or twat or whatever too much. But I do, I'm on Instagram all the time. I'm always updating that. And another fun thing I do at the cons is I always try to get pictures of people with my artwork. So my Instagram is also about them too. So it's not just about, you know, my art, but it's also about the patrons. So, you know, then they see themselves with the artwork and remember the fun time and all that kind of stuff too. So I like to do that as well. So on my Instagram, it's not just my art. There's a lot of pictures of the cool patrons who bought stuff from me. And, you know, so it's not just, you know, me, but it's also, you know, Iron Man and all the fun people that you sell to, which is another great thing about cons is you're not just selling to average people. You're selling to Doctor Who or Han Solo or something. You never know. You know, you never know, which is another thing I love. And I love the costumes and all that stuff too. So yeah, so that's where you can find me on Instagram, Dungeonwares, on my website, and I'm on Etsy and all that great stuff.
Yay! All right.
Cool. Awesome.
So, Starnslord, if you would, do Carol's job one more time.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
Aww.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery. And on Twitter at CLTGOG.
CLTGOG.
By Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun.
Sure.
By Jens Pilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
I feel like doing the Macarena right now.
I know.
Everybody dance.
Chair dancing all across the world.